This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Several new traffic safety laws take effect today. One makes it illegal to stop or park in a marked bike lane anywhere in the state. Before, the policy was left up to individual cities. Another new law includes increasing the number of points drivers get on their license for repeated speeding tickets, and another standardizes the borders of school zones to make them safer. More than 700 people died in traffic incidents across the state last year. That's according to the Colorado Department of Transportation. If you've ever wanted to see a shooting star, tonight may be your chance to see one, or maybe even hundreds of them. The Perseid meteor shower is one of the biggest meteor showers of the year, and it peaks tonight. But seeing the show isn't always as easy as it sounds. Even the experts sometimes miss it. Michael Reimer with Dark Sky International says,
"In my years of trying to observe this meteor shower, I have had no success."
He says light pollution can make the meteors tough to spot, but Colorado has plenty of dark sky spots, and this year's new moon should make for especially good viewing. New trails and preservation work for habitats is coming to East Colorado Springs. That's after a new conservation easement was approved on more than 1,000 acres of open space. The city purchased Wild Horse Ranch for $7.5 million a few years ago with funding from Great Outdoors Colorado. It's located south of Highway 94 and close to two other designated open spaces. West of Denver, scattered storms are building over the Front Range foothills. Expect those storms through early this evening with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tomorrow, showers and storms are likely across Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins with plenty of moisture forecast statewide through the weekend. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver.